the biggest changes is we're not using national distributors anymore. So all our produce is local. It's all organic. And I actually go to the farm myself and pick it up. So when you cut out that distributor, you cut out a 30% markup. So we're able to sell it for a lot less.
So people can look forward to cheaper prices.
Yes, that's a huge strong point of mine, is I want everyone to be able to afford this food, no matter what your income is.
And how has today been?
It's been really busy. We've had a lot of foot traffic, way more than I ever expected. Lots of support.
And what do you personally think of the new location?
I really like it. I mean, we're next to a liquor store, which has high traffic. We're right on the highway, so we're getting customers that never have come in before to the old location. I think it'll be really great once we get our signage up, and we can have farmers markets next summer. And last summer, we started the evening farmers market on Wednesday evenings. I was a part of that group. And this summer, we switched it to a first Friday farmers market. But we want to bring it back next summer for the Wednesday evenings. And so we thought outside the co-op's new location would be perfect.
So will it be right in this parking lot?
It will. We're not really sure of exactly where, but we might use the huge grass area, put booths up there, and close the parking lot down. The owner is going to let us put up like a patio on the grass area and just kind of have a fiesta every Wednesday night. It'll be good.
Yeah. So this is probably going to be the home.
I think so. It's the right square footage to where we can make a profit and not have huge overhead.
And it's significantly cheaper, I'm guessing, than the previous place?
Yes. About a third of rent, yeah.
So that'll help cut down on the cost as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Help us keep inventory in at realistic prices. Yeah.
Is the store already fully stocked?
No, it's not. It's probably only at like 40%. Starting in a couple days, we'll have all our snack foods, all the dairy, non-dairy products, local lamb, beef, more pork, lots of good stuff.
And are you going to continue a volunteer system where people can trade time for discounts?
We are. I'm actually the only paid employee, and we're going to try to keep it that way and just have the store fully run off of volunteers.
And what are some of the benefits that you'll provide to volunteers?
Well, one is you get to meet lots of the local farmers because they'll be dropping stuff off themselves now. You can even go with me to do farm runs. But one of the biggest is a discount. We're not exactly sure what that's going to be, but probably around 20%.
And could you speak a little bit to what happened previously with the store?
I don't know specifics because I wasn't involved, but me and the board members meet weekly, sometimes even twice a week. And I mean, I just think there wasn't any communication between the employees, the manager, and the board. There also were no safety checks in place. So no one was looking at the books or price points or loss. That's all stuff we're changing, but really we don't know the details. The books are a little messy.
I understand that the board's been completely changed. Who's on the new board?
Erica Sparhawk's the director. And then we have Jeff Dickinson, so Tantar, Richard Botero, and we have Shanna Miller. So there's five and then me. I'm kind of amazed at the support this place has from the community. It's just crazy. I've never really experienced that before. It's nice to love your job.